You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Just for about 30 seconds, let's bless the name of the Lord for His mercies, His kindness to us. It's just by His mercies that we see each and every new day. Great is thy mercy, O King. Great is thy faithfulness. We give you praise. 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 Praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 71, verse 7, we've been reading throughout the month. Our theme scripture for the season, I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Today, our prayer is centered on guided and protected in assignment. Guided and protected in assignment. We see in Psalm 73, verse 24, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory. One very important thing in the life of every servant is purpose. Purpose is very, very important. We cannot fulfill our given assignments on the earth without acknowledging the truth regarding purpose. Everybody has a reason for being on the earth. We see from Genesis 1 that God created everything for a reason. Be it the plants, be it even man on the earth. There's a reason for which man is on the earth. Spread out through scripture, there is nothing. You see that God is careful about every single thing, even the number of hairs on our head. He knows it all, and it's important to Him for us to even to be the apple of His eye. God is careful about every single thing, and He knows every single thing. There's nothing that was made without Him. We know from 1 Corinthians 13 that all things were made by Him and for Him, talking about Jesus Christ. Nothing was made without Him involved. So you realize that He's aware of every single thing, and there's every reason, to the point that one time the disciples asked Jesus, is it because this man has sinned or his parents have sinned? That's why he's in this predicament. Jesus said that it is for the glory of God to be seen. And we know from scripture that His ways are higher than our ways. So sometimes we think that, oh, this is nothing, but God is very much aware and He knows the details of it all. So to have a maker, a creator, out of whom we have come forth, for we are made in His image and in His likeness. When we are putting up an architectural building, or let's say a skyscraper, every bolt matters. Every nut matters. All the wonderful engineering and technology that man has established on the earth, out of His image and likeness, even us, to put across a bridge, we find it important to carefully the dimensions, the diameter of what boats or not you are going to use, the beams you are going to use. Look at the civil engineering of all these wonderful things that we showcase in our various nations. But we go down to the very minute detail, to the point where now we go into atomic physics, nuclear physics, going down to the atomic structure. And yet all these things were made by the God we serve. Everything matters to him. And that's purpose. There's a reason. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. There's a purpose for everything. Every time there's a purpose. When you understand the God we serve from this angle, you will not begin to just think you are at Glow or you are at the where you are working right now, or you are in this marriage, or you are in this relationship, or you are just for being there. There's a reason why. And there's a time to it, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. We need to understand God's purposes and his times. Receive me, and afterward receive me to glory. So God has given us specific assignments on the earth. And when our time is done, he will receive us into glory. You are blessed. Even as we go through our prayers from the word expounded to us, our first scripture is Psalm 31, verse 3. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. From this scripture, we are praying, Father in heaven, lead and guide every step of my ministry for your name's sake. In Jesus' mighty name, lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, lead us, Lord. Lead me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. For your name's sake. For your name's sake. For your name's sake. For your name's sake. Cause me to, Lord, walk by purpose, by your assignment, to stick to your assignment. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, even because after, Lord, I am done, Lord, even that with that which you assigned me to do, you call me, Lord, into glory. Now that I am here, Lord, lead me, guide me, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lead me and guide me every single step in my service to you and to humanity, every single step according to, Lord, even your purpose, according to your original design, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me not wander away from your guidance, from your leading, in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 71, verse 16. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. I'll go in the strength of the Lord God. I'll make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Father in heaven, let me serve only in your strength, proclaiming your righteousness alone in Jesus' name. Amen. This is the prayer we're going to pray. Understand that by strength shall no man prevail. By our human strength, we are only limited to so much. But for us to fulfill God's purpose in life in totality, it takes the strength of the Almighty God, because he set us on the path. He brought us to the earth. It is possible that we would not have been here, but he brought us here. Therefore, it is only by his strength that we can accomplish his purpose. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. As you look at the prayer on your screen right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in accordance with your word from Psalm 71, verse 16. Lord, cause us to go in the strength of the Lord. Cause us to move in the strength of the Lord. Cause us to progress in the strength of the Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only, of thine only, of thine only, of thine only, because only you, only you, only you can give us the capacity, Lord, to accomplish your purpose assigned to us in the name of Jesus. Lord, for thine only, and we'll continue to sing of your righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll sing of your righteousness, O Lord, because it is in your strength that we can accomplish in the name of Jesus.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.